Thanks, Tim, for asking me to speak today. I'm Michael, a sex love addict. I think I'm going to go, the artist in recovery called to me when I saw this on the website, because that's been my whole life, like making music, creating art. So I'm going to improvise a little because that's what I do for a living at the piano. Usually I'm hiding behind the piano, but now there's nothing to hide behind. I came into this program at the beginning of the year, like a couple days before the fires, and I think I've probably been to at least one meeting a day since then. And I just want to talk, kind of go out of order, non-chronological. So I want to talk about recovery a little bit. I think my recovery started around 2007 when I was going through a divorce. And we started going to couples therapy together. The marriage didn't, the marriage ended amicably. We still met like every Friday and had lunch for like 2 or 3 years. But I kept showing up to therapy by myself for 12 years after that, without missing a week. I bottomed out. Right after that ended, I fell in love with a married woman who was also in the process of getting a divorce. And that bottoming out, like I was gonna play a concert for an album release at this big performing arts center in Seattle where I lived at the time. And this woman was on a trip to Turkey to kind of just get some space from her situation, me, her husband. And I just remember like I couldn't even practice and prepare for the concert because I was just waiting for a Google chat from her, totally wrecked. Like my stomach was like, felt like it had razor blades in it, and I was shaking, just waiting for this text. Meanwhile, the piano was right beside me, and I couldn't even do this thing that I love and this thing that I was supposed to do in front of people who had paid to hear me. And there were bouts of like, you know, kind of isolating myself with porn over the years. I remember telling my therapist back, you know, around 2012 or something, so I think I'm an addict, so this doesn't feel right, the shaking and the weight loss and the da-da-da, whatever. And she's like, oh, no, you're not. I just finished my step four like a week ago, and I just see all these moments in my past on my inventory. It's like, damn, I wish I'd have known about SLA then. I wish I'd have known about SLA. I just kept saying that to myself. Because I had all these peripheral elements. Like, I knew something was wrong. I didn't know about SLA, honestly, until 3 or 4 months ago, and that's why I'm here. But like, I knew I needed a spiritual center, so I would go to these Buddhist temples, meditations. I'd play music at all these churches. I was like 5 days a week doing that. Mm-hmm. I was doing Tai Chi, Qi Gong. I was like 2 or 3 times a week with this amazing center down the street from me. I developed top lines without knowing what top lines were, but I didn't have the willpower to like have them cancel out my bottom lines. And so fast forward to the end of last year, I was dating somebody and she was amazing and I really liked her a lot, but I just started pulling away instinctively and it had been probably, from willpower, I'd been able to not watch porn for like 10 months to 12 months, which is a big deal for me. But something about the stress of our relationship, I would randomly start watching again, even though I wasn't even that into it. And then I started having doubts, and I started distancing myself, and then we broke up. And the day we broke up, I went on a first date with another woman that I had met in a yoga class. And my brain was split in two, still mourning this one thing, and then very excited about this other thing. And then at some point I just had to, thank you, I hear that 5 minutes. And then first of the year, I went to SLA. And January 8th, the state of grace, how to leave a relationship, kicked my ass. And I was shaking. I went to her house and was bawling my eyes out. And for the first time maybe in my life, I actually broke up with somebody when it was time to break up with somebody instead of letting it go on way too long. And then I just have been full immersion. I started withdrawal. I've been in withdrawal since then. So it's been since the beginning of the year off bottom lines. And so I just want to share mostly today about like what I do, what I've been doing. I just feel like this program, the reason why I say I wish I would have known about SLA back when this happened or when this happened, is because in independent methods, I was like all around it. But this program brought it all together. And it didn't take me long to see, like, everything I've tried is all connected here. Like, when I read, you know, I've already marked this thing up so much. But when I read, like, when I read this, it's no cover, it makes me always do it back. But, I mean, when I've read it, it's just, like, it just hit home so hard. Because I was like, this is everything I've tried. And this person, Rich, if you haven't read it, his name is Rich. And I was just like, yeah, he kind of like pulled the spiritual together with the therapy, together with the self-help books, together with all the endless YouTube videos on what it means to be avoidant, what it means to be anxious. All that stuff is like baked in here. And it's baked into this book that, like, literally every day I, like, journal on this, it just kicks my ass. Oh, man, I really needed to hear this today. Like, it's kind of amazing, actually. There's a few times where I don't quite understand what I'm reading, but usually it hits really hard. So, in the therapy, and also, like, I've written books for kids on how to learn to play music. So I wanted to base a lot of that on neuroscience research. And so I have done a lot of studies on the brain, not studies, but I've read a lot of studies on the brain. And even though I was towards music and education, there were a lot of things I read about addiction. And so I have this little trick I've been doing with myself based on that, based on all this. And honestly, the withdrawal hasn't been too intense because I just feel like I've been working toward this. The dreams have been crazy. I'll wake up realizing I've had dreams about having conversations with an ex I hadn't thought of in forever. Like, the imaginative part is really wild. Thank you, I hear that. But the idea of bottom lines for me is a narrowing. If I'm narrowing my attention to the point where I'm like cutting out things that I love, if I can't get to the piano, if I can't get to the session I'm supposed to mix for somebody, I'm narrowing, and that's a bottom line. Middle lines, for me right now, are really problematic. Because the middle lines can lead towards that narrowing of bottom lines. So I've cut out, I have a 5-minute timer on all my social media apps, because those pull me to my bottom. I stopped going to my yoga studio because I did a one intrigue. I stopped my class pass because I didn't want to go to any workout class where I was intrigued. And now I just go to the park down the street and do calisthenics by myself for my workouts. And now there's these a couple crazy calisthenic guys that are trying to take me under their wing. I always have my Kindle with me because if I'm ever tempted to, like, you know, divert my midlines and like look at hot girls do things on YouTube, I'll just pick up my Kindle and start reading my book. I have my tablet with me at all times. It has piano music on it. And as soon as I'm tempted to reach out to an ex, I pull that out and I start playing Mozart, even though I hate Mozart. And then I start to love Mozart and I feel way better. So I feel like, and then there's some days where I've literally gone on 3 hikes in one day. Just because that's a top line. So top line for me is broadening. Broadening my awareness, broadening my experience, broadening my connection with my higher power. And midlines usually are narrowing, and bottom lines are hyper-narrowing. And so, you know, I feel like that's kind of pulling me through when I'm home by myself. And then, you know, thank you, I'll wrap up. And then the meetings and the fellows and all the things in this, in these books, and journaling and writing, like, I don't know, it's only been since January, but I pretty much filled this thing up. And so that's my story. So thank you for letting me share.